Good morning, everybody, and happy Halloween to you. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea and sit back. Let's chat about what is going on up in the heavens today. Happy Halloween. Happy Thursday. I hope everybody had a great evening and welcome to the Meta Cafe. So today I was going to dress up today and somehow I just totally lost the gumption to do it. I don't have a lot of costumes. I don't know. I wanted to, but then I just chose not to. But I hope somebody out there is dressed up and maybe you'll send us pictures of what you look like and how it is that you're celebrating Halloween this evening, or Samhain as we know it through the pagan traditions. Good morning to you, Asa. It's good to see you. And Alisa, good morning. And Asa says namaste. Great. Wonderful to see everybody. I'm just going to ask, how is everybody feeling today? I was going to check something for us. I wanted to see what time it was that Mercury turns retrograde. And that happens at 8:33 this morning, my time. So for you all on the East Coast, that would be 11:33 a.m. when the little messenger planet turns backwards, hanging there in space, if you will, for a while, because a planet doesn't go moving forward and then just turn backwards. It kind of hangs there for a bit. We call it a station. When a planet is in retrograde, it's actually moving backwards. But just before that retrograde, or just before that direct motion, it was stationing. So it was hanging around at a degree. And so often that is a feeling of confusion for us, not quite sure which direction to turn into, not quite sure what comes next, and or what we might be feeling or experiencing. All of those kinds of things can get kind of lost in the confusion of a planet changing directions. And Mercury, of course, we're not unfamiliar with Mercury retrogrades. We have three or four of them a year, depending on what signs and everything the planets are moving through. So this year, this is the third and final retrograde of Mercury until 2020. So how's everybody doing then? Let's see who else is out here this morning besides Alisa, Asa, and Chanel. Good morning. And Anne, good morning to you. Marjorie and Catherine Worcester, good morning. Yesterday, I didn't notice this at first, but somebody had posted, Allison, by the way, who usually joins us here in the morning, had posted a wonderful response to what we were talking about. I think it was on the 30th when we were talking, or 29th maybe, when people were feeling sort of stuck. And I just posted that for everybody to look at because I thought it was so, her viewpoint on it was just so interesting. Good morning from Virginia. 80 degrees today. You're kidding. Wow. 80 degrees. I think it was 35 this morning when I looked at the temperature, and it's, I think, going up to 47 or something today. So it's our typical, it's mild, right? That's fairly mild. It's not like piles of snow and below freezing temperatures. So I'm kind of happy with that. It's our usual here where I live. So let's talk about what is happening today. We have the moon in Sagittarius for most of the day today. However, at 7:29 this morning, my time, 10:29 your time on the East Coast, the moon moved into the void, where it will hang there until 7:38 p.m. my time this evening, 10:38 your time on the East Coast. So literally a 12-hour void of course. And luckily for us, I think, the last aspect the moon made before she went into the void was a conjunction to the planet Jupiter. So when you look at, let me see if I can circle it here and show it to you. When you look at the chart for the morning, we have these two planets hanging with us. And the moon itself, even though she'll move on, will not make any significant aspects, no aspects until the point in time where she hits 0 degrees of Capricorn. And then that breaks the void and we move into different energy. And we'll be moving into that Capricorn energy. So we may have some seriousness coming up over the next few days where we've had this frivolity and adventurousness and optimism over the last couple of days. So we still have that hanging with us today. When we are left in the void with a conjunction to another planet, it brings up some powerful energies as we're merging the energy of the moon, your soul, your emotional body, your connection to your emotions and how you feel. And it is merging with the planet Jupiter, which is growth and expansion, which means that possibly, there can be an overdoing of things, right? Tonight is a night of candy and parties and fun, and make sure that you don't overdo it, right? That the fun doesn't go too far, because anytime we have a planet conjunct Jupiter, the tendency is for us to want to overdo. And so we don't want to be doing that, because we still have Friday to get through, right? Now, let's talk a bit about what Mercury retrograde means and what it will mean for us while it is in Scorpio. Just checking real quick to see who else is with us. Good morning, Colleen. There's two Colleens, Colleen McSpirit and Colleen Jackson. Good morning. Welcome to both of you. And let's take a look then at Mercury retrograde. Today, he is stationing at 28 degrees of Scorpio, and we'll move backwards from there to 11 degrees of Scorpio. So where that 11 to 28 degrees is in your chart is where you will experience retrograde energy. And a Mercury retrograde is, and most retrogrades in general, bring up the energy of review, reassessment, reevaluation. It is almost like it is our opportunity to look at what goes on in the past and to take a look at where it is that we might need to make some changes in order to move forward. And of course, any planet in retrograde, but especially Mercury, tends to bring us into an inner world focus. And by that, I mean, instead of, and we see this, you know, in some of the things that happen during Mercury retrograde, where our focus is not so much on the outer world, we're focused inward. Maybe we're in deep thought, or maybe we're in the unconsciousness, and then we speak or do something that creates an accident, a fall, or, we say something to someone that, you know, it's like, did I say that? I mean, did I say that out loud? Kind of feeling, right? So Mercury in retrograde is ruling the mind and communication. And because we're more inwardly focused, it makes it harder for us to see clearly what is happening in the outer world. So it isn't any wonder that we have issues that happen in transportation. Is it any, you know, wonder we have issues that go on with our minds and why we're kind of drugged back to the past? And then also not being a good time to sign contracts or start anything new, because your focus isn't out there on the world and what's real and practical and pragmatic and or focused even, concentrated. It's all inward focused. So here is another opportunity then for us to look to the past. Interesting thing happened yesterday. I got pages. I don't know if you guys know that I've been doing genealogy for a while now, actually for a few years, as I've been researching my family lineage, mostly because I had a DNA test. When I had that DNA test, it connected me to someone very close to me in my lineage that I didn't know existed. And that opened the gateway to a whole nother set of brothers and sisters, 8 more than what I knew I had. And just wow, right? And that it sent me, you know, moving down through being able to connect the dots in my family where I've never been able to connect it before. Mercury retrograde, bringing up the past again. My sister-in-law emailed me these yesterday. And, you know, there are pages of connections of people and their birth dates. And it is going to be so helpful for me to be able to get some clarity on that lineage and apply it to the work that I've already done. Reviewing the past, right? Looking to the past. Things like this are genealogy. Not unbelievable that that would come up in a Mercury retrograde. Now, we also experience confusion and lack of focus, especially today, because two things. One, the moon is in void, of course, and Mercury is stationing, and that slowing down and nearly coming to a stop, or what appears to us from this position on where we live on the planet, because it doesn't really stop. It doesn't really even turn backwards. But from our viewpoint here on the Earth, it does. And that stationing can make things a little bit wonky for us. So you've got to do your best this week, the rest of this week, today especially, to stay in your body, to stay grounded, have plenty of water, have plenty of chocolate on hand if need be. And of course, that's easy right now. It's Halloween, because those things tend to bring you into a grounded situation. One of the high sides of Mercury retrograde is that we have heightened awareness. So inner awareness, when we're focused inward, we can see more clearly with our inner eyes. We might be able to make some connections to things from our past and how they're affecting us now. We may find ourselves more aware of what is in our unconscious mind or subconscious mind, maybe even seeing the subconscious patterns that are ruling the show. And that puts us in a position to be able to do some healing work. And this is happening in Scorpio. So Scorpio takes us into depth. It does take us into sort of that taboo territory where we haven't wanted to really look at what was it that happened in my past? What are the uglies that I've been holding onto, and how has that been affecting me in my current day-to-day living? And next thought, what do I do about that? Right? How do I release this? How do I move through this and let go of that disappointment or of that anger or that fear or those grievances that I've had for my lifetime? Now, what kind of activities are favored during a Mercury retrograde? Well, as you might expect, meditation, right? We have easy access right now to being more able to, one, get into meditation. So some of you who have difficulty sometimes maybe in meditating might find that a Mercury retrograde helps you gain that inner meditative state much easier. So meditation, journaling, right? Get your handy dandy journal out and write your thoughts, rewrite your story if you need be, and, or, you know, just give from your mind to your hand, some insight into what may be moving through the depths of you. This is a great time during Mercury retrograde, and you have an extended period of time here to do this, so it doesn't have to all be done today, to review the past in terms of what projects have you been working on, what have you left undone, and how might you work? Is it undone and never to be resurfaced in your life, or is it time to maybe dust it off and revisit that project or that whatever it is and decide to do something about it after the retrograde, of course? Anything left undone, anything that you feel you haven't put closure to, this is a great time to call up closure or to at least reevaluate the situation and determine whether this is done or is it something that you need to, you know, resurrect and do something with. Review your past decisions from a more enlightened position. You know, I got to share something with you guys. Yesterday, of course, I was on the Wisdom of the Oracle, or Wisdom of the Oracle, Wisdom of the Ancients show, the summit, and I thought it was going really well, right? I love speaking about my passions and so forth. And afterwards, in a chat, there was some feelings. I don't want to sound like a victim-y person here, but this is what came up for me, in that I was being sort of called to task for, one, I said something I shouldn't have said in terms of, you know, sending people to my website and not, you know, sending them to the options page in the workshop. The second thing was that I was really hoping that you would get into a higher consciousness and talking more about some of the things that my people are more interested in, and i.e. things that are more woo-woo, right? And I tend to come, I'm not afraid of the woo-woo. You know that. I talk about all kinds of interesting things and ahas. But I suddenly felt quite disappointed in my own self, in my own presentation, and that I wasn't enough for this particular audience that this person had. And I woke up this morning, I was running that tape in my head. That is one of the things that we have to watch out for, during this Mercury retrograde. And I tend to experience these things ahead of time. And then I go, oh, duh, that's what was happening. Is that we have to watch out for reliving these old tapes, these old experiences, these past decisions, and looking at them as a way to beat ourselves up. Instead, we're meant to be able to look at that from a more enlightened place so that we can kind of see in to what that meaning was for us. Does it mean that, did I really do that poorly in my conversation with those people? And if so, then they're not my people, right? They're not my people. I have to release that and let that go, because otherwise that disappointment, what was going on in my head was, well, that validates that I'm not meant to be doing this and blah, 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 blah. And it, you know, can take you down into that dark place. Now, going down into the dark place is natural during this period of time, but you have to be able to hear and see and understand what's happening to you during this process so that you don't come out of that believing that something's wrong with you, right? We tend to get those things stuck in our heads during this kind of time. Those reevaluation kind of thoughts can lead you into beating yourself up. And I did. I went there and then I saw it. I saw it and I released it. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy because I was carrying it with me. I felt like I had a knife in my back. And I really... the more I thought about it, the more that hurt, the more that was pain, and the more I went, oh my God, okay, what are you going to do here? So I just had to look it in the eye, and I just had to say, okay, this is triggering an old pattern for me. And what kind of old patterns may be being triggered for you? And that will be what we can deal with over these next several weeks. A couple of other things that are great to do during this time: contact old friends or family that you haven't been in contact with. Reconnect. Reconnection is a great energy during a Mercury retrograde. Be sure to back up your devices and your data. Don't be like I was during the last Mercury retrograde and lose everything because you didn't do what your intuition had been telling you to do, and that is to back up your systems. I also noticed yesterday that my phone went through some kind of major update. I have an iPhone, so you might check your phones, your handheld devices, and make sure that you have the latest updates there before you get into a situation where you didn't do it and now your phone is done. The message I received was, if I didn't do this update, and this was from Apple, that my phone might not work when the time change happens. So I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to do this update. Did that update. So make sure your devices are backed up and they are up to date and current. Make an effort to be present in every moment, especially when you're speaking or operating a vehicle or moving through some physical kind of activity, because if you're not off, you might find yourself caught up in an accident. You might find yourself falling. You might find yourself saying things from an unconscious level that you never meant to say. And later you go, ay, 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 did I say that out loud? Right? Or did I do that? Or where was I? So we have to make a little more, because we're inwardly focused, we have to make a little more effort to be outward in our expression and to be present in every moment. Make sure too that you're not reacting to things that are coming up from the past and reliving all of those moments of the shoulda, coulda, would-haves, of those emotional hurts, of all of the things like fears, or, you know, all of the things that we use to beat ourselves up. Don't go there. Don't go there. It's okay to observe that that is happening, much like I did this morning. I observed that, but it's always a choice. You have the choice, whether Mercury is retrograde or not, as to what it is that you're going to focus on. So do that. So don't hold on to those grievances and those emotional hurts and replay them over and over and over again in your head, because it doesn't make you feel any better. Trust me when I say it does not make you feel any better. And you can spiral downward in that case, as opposed to, you know, spiraling upward and taking it to a new level in terms of how you are okay. Anyway, so a tropical storm in New Jersey Oh, yeah. I got to check that out. I did not know anything like that was going on. Marjorie says, my son is traveling this morning to LA. Already two miscommunications. One, supposed to spend the night with a friend near the airport, found out at midnight that the friend was still partying because of the baseball win. He just slept at a rest stop. Oh my gosh. And two, at the airport through TSA, someone took his neck pillow. He bought a new one, found his pillow left alone at gate when person realized they had the wrong one. Oh my goodness. Those are Mercury retrograde things. And LA, what a terrible place to be at the moment with fires everywhere around. Hopefully that's getting under control. And good, Marjorie. Good, good, good. She said she prepared him earlier this week to be calm, go with the flow, have extra money, and review all the receipts. Good one. Kathy Miller, good morning. Linda, good morning. Colleen says, it's my fifth house, South Node, and Neptune. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So Colleen, yeah, that is definitely, you know, definitely there's some real gift there for you to be able to see intuitively, to even be prophetic in some of the things that you may say or do or intuit. But just make sure that you are very aware where you are at all moments and at all times. Neptune in the mix is always going to be a little bit more confusing for you than it is going to bring you clarity. So I think today and from, you know, for the next several weeks, you literally are going to be more inwardly focused. And that means you're going to have to put more effort into being in the real world when you are out there in the world. So take care for yourself, but also be so wonder, you know, walk with your, have a recorder, have your journal, because you may come up with some, you know, really wonderful ahas. Kathy, good morning. Today is looking up. As usual, I overreacted yesterday with my issue. I would love to write my story, but not sure where to start. Happy day, everyone. You know, writing your story is easy to start. Write what it is that is annoying you in the moment. You just put that, you know, at the top of the page. I feel stuck because I don't know what to do. And then as you look at that, then rewrite that to be in the positive. I'm so excited that I'm no longer stuck and wondering what direction to go. I had an aha the other day when I realized that what I really wanted to do was be an artist and blah, blah, blah. So the contrast can sometimes help you really get clarity about what you want or what you want to rewrite. And I was having a conversation with somebody else about that the other day, about contrast, because it's so important to be able to see. Sometimes you can't see what you want, but you can very easily identify what you don't want. And from the what you don't want, it's easy then to look at that and just go, oh, well, the opposite of that would be bloop and write that. And then begin the process of living from that new perspective by writing it into existence. I hope that helps. Colleen, they just weren't your people. Just focus on, yeah, exactly. That's what I was like. I did not feel that way at all about it when I was talking or when I was interacting. It was just this comment made afterwards that made me go, oh, I wasn't enough. Or, oh, you know, I'm not woo-woo enough. And then I almost had a laughter fit on that one because I cannot be something I'm not. I have the moon in Virgo, for God's sakes. My feet are on the ground. And yet I work with this material that is, you know, esoteric at best, metaphysical. And I manage to bring that into the physical world. And I really enjoy that aspect of myself, to be able to take that woo-woo, complex, dreamy, hard to pin down information and bring it in and make it real. That's what I thought I was really good at. So that's what the problem was. It wasn't anything he said. It wasn't him or her or anybody. It was me going, oh, you're not enough. And you know, that was it. It's my, so you take responsibility for it. So I can't place it in someone else's lap and say, you did that to me. Because really it's a gift, because it shows me where I still have work to do. And that's the idea behind our relationships. Why are people in your life? Because they are there to help you see what you still need to work on and how wonderful of a piece of work that you've already accomplished in your life, because they reflect both things to you. So in that reflection, I saw I wasn't enough. That was the bottom line. And then it's my job then to realize that I am enough, and that it's not my job to go out there and make everybody resonate with me personally and be attracted to the work I do. It's my job to put it out there. And for those who are in resonance, then they will find me. And that's my job. So, but it took me into the dark and maybe, you know, 12 hours or so to get through what I was feeling, which was authentic and true in terms of what I was experiencing, but it really wasn't the capital T truth of who I am. And that's, I think, you know, the best thing, it's why I come on here and I share these things that I go through, because if I'm going through them, I know you're going through them. Maybe not the exact same thing, but you probably recognize some of these things within yourself. And I can show you what, through how I work through it, how you can come out at the other end and be more empowered and be more alive and be more true to yourself. That's my highest wish for everybody. Adusa, good morning to you, sweetie. She says, I was backing up devices all day. Good idea. Thank you, Marjorie. I received the email link and will listen today. Glad you looked at it and released it, even though there was pain. Yeah. It was interesting because at the same time, two things happened, you know, kind of concurrently with that. And the other one was so minor, it's almost laughable now, but it really hurt that, you know, my husband had lied to me about something. It was a minor, stupid thing. And I really felt betrayed. So I didn't find this out until he comes home from work last night and says, oh, by the way, I told you a little bit of a lie and blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't that he said that or that he did that. It was, why did you feel like you couldn't tell me this in the first place? Like, what was your wound and what was your pain in not thinking that you could tell me this thing? And it was stupid. But I was like, oh, another knife in the heart. What is going on? People are just shitting on me today. And I, you know how you can spin out of control? Well, I was clamped down on my tongue so hard so that I wouldn't spew what all of those, you know, Scorpio, stinger, passive aggressive things that we want to say when people hurt our feelings. And I sat in that pity party bubble for most of the evening from about 5:30 till I went to bed. And when I woke up this morning, it was only then that I was able to choose to release it and to move forward. And I actually had a conversation with my husband and I'm like, I don't know why you thought you couldn't just say that to me. It's not a big deal. And now it's his thing to deal with. But it was just interesting that these things come up. There are these, your pain body still responds, even if you think you've worked through all of it in the past. Your pain body will still do something to show you where you're not completely clear of it. It's almost an invitation to keep clearing, right? To keep moving through stuff. And when you do that, it is such a blessing, right? In the end, right now, I feel so good that I did not do what I could have done, which was just to make it a big deal. I could have made it a huge trauma drama. And in my mind, I was making it a huge trauma drama. That's the power of the mind, right? Just keeps thinking about it. And the more you think about it, the angrier and the more upset you can get until finally you do say or do something about what it is that you've been thinking about or about what the pain is or the wound is. So it's our invitation to really clear more and more from our field so that we can be happy and joyful. We're not meant to sit in that pity body, in that anger, in that feeling of betrayal or whatever it is that I felt. The feeling was authentic. I don't want to take away the fact that I felt that. I want to embrace that that was there. And I want to embrace that I'm still human, that I still have these emotions, you know, that are there. But I don't need to sit in them and I don't need to let them define what I do. That's the key, right? That's the emotional intelligence that we're moving toward. And that's why through this period of time, we've been talking about all the shadows and the fears that get triggered in all of us, because we do, we get triggered by each other, by our spouses, by our, you know, customers or clients, by people out on the street, by the news broadcasts. And when we do, if we choose to make decisions in our lives based on that wound, then we keep perpetuating it I'm ready to just move through that, let it go, but still embrace it in a way that says, that's okay. I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me for experiencing that. And yet, you know, you want to be able to move to that other side where you're free of that eventually. And we're getting there. We're getting there. Kathy says, I've journaled for 20 years. Wow. No use crying over the past. My positive is our family reconnecting. So happy. And I love that too. Colleen says the Atlantic Ocean is still quite active. A hurricane formed off the coast of Massachusetts last week. Like, where have I been? Nothing is making landfall. Thankfully, the coast is just getting this sort of outer lying mess, taking a lot to cool the earth off this year. Yeah, exactly. And Colleen says, I can spin better than a hurricane. Oh, Lordy. And I'm pretty good at catching myself, but still, right? Still, we're still human. I'm still a human, and I'm still going to get into those spots. And Mercury retrograde gives us, and the moon in void, right? These two things, kind of this perfect storm, if you will, of things coming together to show you where it is that you still aren't clear of the pain or of the wound. And I think these are, from my position sitting here right now talking to you, I can say it is so worthwhile. While in the moment of it, it wasn't feeling so very much like it was going to be worthwhile. Right. It's hard to, I think it's hard to feel that way in the midst of something when you're in the heat of that moment. But if you can remember, just remember the one word or couple of words, don't react, right? Don't react, respond. And you don't even have to respond in the moment. You can just take it in. I was kind of doing some deep breathing through it. And I saw that I was spinning it up in my own mind. But at the same time, sometimes you have to make things bigger and overblown so that you can actually see what it is that you're doing, right? So that it becomes so ridiculous and so big that you can see it and then you can choose what you're going to do with it. I think that's kind of what was happening with me as well. Because I wasn't really clear, like, why is this showing up? Like, what did I do wrong? And that just took me back to being a little kid. Wow, talk about going to the past and me. So we are likely going to be triggered by a lot of different things over the next few weeks. And being okay with that, just realizing that when we go into meditation or we can journal through these issues, then we can come out clean on the other side without hurting ourselves or other people in the process. Being responsible for your own feelings and emotions and reactions, responsible. Okay. Today, Halloween, is also the last day of the week for your Pleiadian Earth Energy calendar. Today is 13 moving, which was Chichon in the Mayan calendar, which was the cosmic snake. So you can think about the cosmic snake. The snake or the serpent was so important in Mayan traditions that they even have a pyramid that was built to be able to show the back of a serpent on one specific day of the year, and that was the spring equinox. And it's fascinating when you think about the importance that particular animal or symbol has, even in Christian mythologies and even in our medical professions, right? The caduceus is the snakes that are wrapped around one another. So today tells me that this is an important day because the symbol itself, Chichon, is a powerful symbol. And the energy of moving, which is the earth energy of the day, is a day that is of possible extremes. And it was funny because I was reading this to my husband this morning because he carries a gate in his human design that is often expressed in extremes, right? And I was telling him this because I was giving the message, don't go spinning out of control to that other end. So extremes are a part of our day where you may feel like you are at the high of the highs, and then you drop down to the low of the lows, and then you come back up. And maybe you're doing that over and over again for the next few days, particularly today. But there's this powerful energy that's moving through the earth right now with this. It is bringing us an aliveness that takes us from the high highs to the low lows and all the points in between. And it's there to allow us to transform challenges in our lives, right? If I didn't have those experiences yesterday, I would never know I still had something in me that was in resonance with betrayal or with not being good enough, right? So those things call your attention to where you still have a weakness, where you're still not in full aliveness. So today brings us that energy. In the universal energy of the day, it is 13, which is the last day in that round of energies, and it is the energy of ascension or completion. You can look at it one of two ways, right? If we're on a spiral, the spiral doesn't necessarily end. It just elevates to the next level, and then it goes on to the next level. And that's how the Pleiadian Earth energy calendar works. It spirals, but it never ends. Even though we're at 13, it represents that we are ascending or evolving, because we're going to that next level. Then we start a whole new round of 13 days moving through these different Earth energies. So we have evolving energy today. We have ascension energy today. We have moving up, right? Going to the next level, leveling up energy. And as that unfolds throughout the day, it may bring us some form of peace, some form of completion, and moving energy then allowing us to move it on out, dust it off, move it out, and transform those challenges that you're experiencing into new energies. All right. Yes, Colleen, I will definitely do that. Colleen Jackson says, if you have time, can you pull a card for me today? And I will have time. I have one more thing to mention today, and I'm not even going to go that deep into it. But today in your human design chart, the sun and the earth have both moved. They're leaving the gate of purposelessness and what was the other one? Purposelessness and nurturing values, and moving us into the energy of patterns and rationalization. Or rationalizing energy. So the sun is sitting now at the last gate of the spleen. So the sun, after the next 5 days, will no longer be bothering us with these fears, with these interference patterns that come up in our lives that take us away from the juiciness of who we really are and the expression of who we are out in the world authentically. So the gate 44, the fear, the shadow energy here is about the baggage that you take with you, that you're carrying with you. So anytime, especially now with Mercury retrograde, we're going to have this opportunity to look at the past. But you don't want to look at the past and continue carrying all the baggage that you find there. You really only want to be able to take what's really important from the past, the experience, maybe the wealth of knowledge you've gleaned from the past, but leave behind all the junk, right? Unfortunately for us, the fear here in this gate is that we are sort of afraid to move forward because of the past maybe repeating itself. So let's say you've been burned in relationships, right? Over and over again, you've seen this pattern. Somebody asked me that last night. She saw these patterns that, you know, in relationship where she gets into relationships and then something disrupts the relationship and the relationship ends. And then she goes to the next one and it repeats. Well, the fear in us then gets triggered that, you know, it almost as a self-fulfilling prophecy that every time I get into a relationship, something happens and it blows up. And we have to be very aware of how that's playing out, because the past doesn't always repeat itself. It may repeat an incident because you haven't yet learned what the real reaction is or what the real emotion is that you're experiencing. So we don't have to be afraid of the past repeating itself, because it is gonna. And it gives us a fresh opportunity every time something comes up from the past, some old fear, some old grudge, some old emotional thing that comes up, some old pattern comes up and is just begging for you to make a new choice. To choose again, choose something new, a new direction. If every time that you were faced with that situation, you left the relationship in a huff and moved on, then maybe this time you stick with it, right? You stick with it and you see, where will this go if we choose to consciously move through this issue? So the past repeating itself isn't the problem. It is your reaction to the past repeating itself. And how much old baggage are you bringing up, right? Every time you bring something up from the past in an expectation sort of that's going to play out in the same way, you recreate it. You're the responsible party for the past repeating itself. So we want to be careful. Patterns, this gate in human design is really about the logic system. And logic is really a predictive energy, but it predicts based on patterns. So I see something that happens. For example, every morning the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west. And that's a pattern. I can predict that every day, even though the sun may be moving, you know, north, south on a trajectory that makes the days longer or shorter, I could still predict that the sun is going to set in the west. That's logic, right? The recognition of a pattern that repeats itself and then your ability to predict that outcome. But with the fear interference pattern here, we may be projecting something out there to happen rather than having observed that that's what happened. God, I hope that makes sense, because this is a tricky little place in your chart. It connects to the other gate, the gate 26 in your will center, that is about integrity. So the whole channel is about being true to you and really seeing the truth of yourself in all ways, at all times, and in all interactions. So it's interesting. It's just interesting. Now the Earth sitting at gate 24, you know, gate 24 is up on the Ajna, the second center, and it leads up toward the gate 61, which, by the way, is where Pluto is sitting. So we have a completed channel, likely, if I didn't pull that chart today, but we'll have this completed channel here connecting our Ajna to our head. And that can be very tempting to really tap into your thinking processes and to start that process of overthinking, over-rationalizing, and trying, always asking the why. The gate 61 likes that question. Why? Why me? Why again? Why am I having to go through this again? Why should I do that? Why shouldn't I do that? So when we ask that question, it leads us on a feedback loop, right? You know what a feedback loop is? And it could be a positive feedback loop if you're, you know, thinking, oh, how wonderful I am, and this is so exciting, and I love it when all these things happen. But it could also be that, oh, why me? Why is this happening again? And then that, you know, constant thought process that goes on that gets you caught up in thinking and rationalizing and never allows you to get the energy out of the head down into the body where you could really make your best decisions. When we make decisions from our heads, we are in the wrong place. So we'll want to be very careful that we don't overly align with what our thought processes are. The Earth at this point is challenging the sun, challenging us all to look deeper at what it is that's going on in our heads. What are those thought processes? And is it true, right? Is it true? Is it something that you have more power to change than what you've believed? Let's see. Good morning, Debbie Hedden and Christine Erickson. And good morning, Diane Pegram and Linda. She slept very little last night. Yikes, I know. Still upset from a bad dream, wondering what it meant. Dusa, I had a scary dream related to my family. Well, this is the time of year, right, where all of the fears in the subconscious mind come up through, likely through dreams, but it could also be through experiences like I had yesterday, or just up through your interactions with everyone around you. So trying to, you know, take it into perspective, what does the symbol of whatever was happening in the dream mean to you? And it may be different than what it means to me. And what does it remind you of? You know, what does the real fear signal to you, right? That's the best way to look at these dreams. It's something coming symbolically up from the subconscious for you to work through in the light of day. Christine Erickson says, hi, on the bus to the cinema with my daughter. That's right, because it's your afternoon, early evening. No work for today. No work for B-days, yippee. But birthdays? Is it birthdays? I'm not sure what you're saying, Christine, but yay, have a wonderful time. Spending time with your daughter is absolutely wonderful. Okay, so if you guys have any questions about anything that we went over this morning, please feel free to ask. I forgot who it was now that asked for a reading. Let me go back. Colleen Jackson, I think it was. Yep. Colleen, I'm not sure what it is you're struggling with, honey, but let's see. Let's see what it is that you can do. I'm using the deck Wisdom of the Oracle by Colette Baron-Reed. And let's just see what card we get for you. Anybody else struggling out there that would like a card reading? I have about 10 minutes. I have time to be able to do a couple. Whoa. And for you, Colleen Jackson, it is Truth Be Told. Card 14, which is a 5. Also reminds me of energies of change and transformation. Truth be told. Look at the beautiful little owl there. Let's see what that card means for you, Colleen. And 14. Oops, that was 13. And it was upright. So truth be told is about honesty, accepting things at face value, coming out of denial, the willingness to be transparent, and clarity of communication. Now, the message is there is the truth, which is the essence of a thing, and then there is a truth, subjective, according to the philosophy of the adherent or believer. This is not a time for debate about which truth is truer. This is a time when you are called to proclaim your truth out loud and be willing to be transparent, honest, and open in your communication with others and with yourself. Nothing less than surrender to what is, peeling off the layers of denial that kept you tied to an illusion, will set you free. Be authentic and gloriously flawed, and spirit will answer with miracles. Wow. So, Colleen, I'm going to just see real quick if you made any comments here. Debbie Hedden. Yep, I'll do a card for you. Debbie H. Diane Pegram, Diane P. Okay, so I will keep that just listed there so I can do it. So I hope that makes sense to you, Colleen, and let me know what you think. But I think that is, you know, so many times we're so unwilling to say the truth, and this is prompting you, be in your truth, whatever it is, in all its glory. Okay, Debbie Hedden, this is for you. And not sure what's happening in your life right now, but let's just see. I'm going to use the same deck. And this is the Wisdom of the Oracle, WOTO we call it. That is part of the decks that Colleen Baron-Reed does. Wow, this one really wants to be mixed up for you, Debbie. That's probably a good thing. Wow. I usually, you know, I don't know how every one of you does card readings, but usually one of two things happens. Something calls out or jumps out or falls, like, you know, that did for Colleen. And other times I just have to stop where I feel, you know, this energy that just says, like, stop. And the card that pulled out for you, Debbie, when that happened was a change in the wind. It was upside down, card number 12. So let's take a look at what that might mean for you. Card number 12, which is a 3. Well, we know what this card means, kind of, right? It says it, a change in the wind. But let's see what that might mean for you. And again, here's the essential meaning of the card. It says, a sense that unseen change has been initiated. Preparation for a storm. Awareness that your plans are not on firm ground. Feeling a shift, uncertainty about what direction the winds will blow. And the protection message, which was because the card was upside down, says, there are conditions brewing in your life you have no control over. Don't fight them. Change is inevitable and is for the best, for the higher good. Even if this storm blows away the structures you think you've built your dreams on, all will turn out as it should. You will have a renewed clarity and strength to do something even better. Spirit is your ally. Yeah. So might be a bunch of things circling around you at this point, Debbie. A change in the wind, right? Diane Pegram, this will be for you. And Yes, Marjorie, that's a great question. I was also born during a Mercury retrograde. A good percentage of people out there are. And it does affect you differently because mostly during the retrograde, you're in a better position. It is that time before the retrograde and then immediately after the retrograde where things are the wonkiest for you or the most likely to be the upset. Hence the reason why everything that came up for me came up yesterday before the retrograde. Because that's the shadowy period, right? Where the shadow for me can be seen more clearly. And maybe that's the same for you. All right. So for you, Diane P. Pegram, you get the card Blessings. We've had this or Blessed. This was one of our cards for the week. Card 22, the Master Builder number. So Diane, 22. And it was right side up. Blessed. Something wonderful that is unearned and unexpected, grace that is an unforeseen spirit or gift from spirit. I love it. There are moments in life when out of the blue, it seems that everything has been orchestrated by divine intervention. You feel blessed in ways that are difficult to express. It's as if the Red Sea parts in front of you and events come together to banish your troubles easily and naturally. You know, deep down, you did not deserve any of it, and yet here you are. This is one of those times. Let awe and gratitude for all your blessings guide you now. Love that. Short and sweet. But beautiful, right? That's a beautiful message. And Dusa says, I would like a card reading, please. I will do that for you. So Diane Pegram says, being stressed at new job, I know all this stuff. Don't beat yourself up, my dear, because just don't, right? I know all this stuff too. And I still go through it because I still have those little parts of myself that I haven't completely integrated into a wholeness. And, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are or how much work you've been doing. We all have those parts of us that still need to be healed. And you get to be fair, Dusa. This is awesome. To be fair, I love her. She's actually the card on the cover, right? So she likely has some kind of special meaning. I don't know. Let's take a look. She's right side up. She is card 38, which means it's an 11, which is about enlightenment, reaching enlightenment or becoming enlightened. 38 would be further back. And to be fair for you, Dusa says, balance, justice, a need to consider options, mutual benefits, the law of cause and effect. Life offers experiences that are challenging and experiences that are nourishing, yet over time they strike a balance. You move from stasis to doing, from discovering to loving to letting go to being again. Life is a pendulum swinging between all of these states. You will always oscillate back and forth between doing and being. If you are not content with where you are at this moment, remember that all experiences have their place. Accept them without judgment, and you will see how the universe adjusts in perfect balance. You reap what you sow. For every cause, there is an effect. Wondrous things will be revealed now. Love it. Card 38. To be fair. All righty. And let's see, Mary Justy, nice to see you out there. She says, I would love to have a card to make an important decision. Okay. So Mary, focus on what the decision is that you are trying to make. And I will let the cards tap in or let consciousness tap in. Whoa, the whole deck wants to fly all apart. So things needed to be mixed up. Here you go, Mary. We'll find a card for you. I love your last name, Justy. I'm not even sure if I'm saying it right, but hey, you've got a series of cards here. Three of them to be exact. And all three of them are right side up. Now, let's do this. Remember, these cards are just signposts along the way. You have the final decision-making ability. So here's the first card in the series. It was 34, a leg up, two little polar bears. Well, one little one, one big one. Card 34, which is a 7, that brings us into the spirit. Then there's another card that says, come to the edge. Come to the edge. This card usually shows up when there's a risk that needs to be taken. And 36 is the number 9. Maybe it's a number of completion, letting go of something. And then the last card is card number 6 that says, not for you. Not for you. So let's take a look and read what they mean. And I will be reading the upright explanation. 34. Okay. So the essential meaning of a leg up is receiving help, delegating authority, and interdependence. The Oracle's message says you come to a point where going it alone is no longer optimal for you. Life has a way of presenting you with the perfect people to align with who can give you a leg up during this next phase of your journey. Help comes to you in all the areas of your life where you need a boost. The trick is to accept that aid so freely given. When you embrace interdependence, allowing teamwork and independence to commingle, miracles happen. Now is such a time. All right, followed by 36, which says, come to the edge. Let me show you that card again, Mary, and its essential meaning is courage, taking a leap of faith, overcoming fear, and accepting risk. And the message says, facing the unknown is the only choice you really have right now if you want to progress. It's okay to be afraid. Now is the time to take a risk that is not calculated, to feel the exhilaration as you ready yourself for a leap of faith. Spirit is present, so let go of fear. You are called to express your true self. Listen to your heart and soul, not your head. Come to the edge and discover that you can fly. You must step into the unfamiliar so that you may find your miracles. And this perhaps is the most disturbing of the cards, because to me, we're really going to have to leave it to hopefully your intuitiveness to understand how this card plays into it. It is the card that says, not for you, not for you. And it's a card that's essential meaning is a clear knowing that something is being denied you. Rejection is God's protection. The message says, there are times when it appears that no matter how deeply you desire something, no matter how hard you work at something, the result you seek always seems to elude you. It's as if you don't really get to be in the game and you feel you're just watching from the sidelines. The appearance of this card indicates that you are not going to attain what you want right now, that indeed your dreams for that exact thing will not be fulfilled. This is a time to radically accept that not everything is available to you when you want it. Take heart, for there are benevolent forces who desire the best for you and have a much clearer idea of what is for your highest good. Rejection is God's protection. Something much better that will make you truly happy is on its way. Trust this. So, it's not often we get a storybook for people when the readings pop up, but for you, there's a story here. Accepting help, taking a risk maybe to move in the opposite direction of what you think you want, and the not for you validating, I think, a bit for you, Mary, that what you think you want is not what Spirit has in mind for you at the moment. So you're being saved a bit or protected in that. I hope that is helpful. Debbie Hedden, chaos. Colleen Jackson, makes sense, deciding if it's best to stay in current job or move on. Your decision-making does not come from your head. Let me just remind you of that. If you have not gotten your human design chart yet, please do. Request it from me. It's free. Comes with a report, and in it, you want to see what your inner authority is. And you want to do that because the inner authority is your decision-making. Your type tells you how you best align yourself to make that decision. So try not to get into your head too much, because no one on the planet is aligned with their heads enough to make those decisions. And you're welcome, Debbie, and you're welcome, Colleen, and Diane has stars in her eyes. I love it. You're welcome. And Dusa, same thing. So hopefully I didn't miss anybody who would like a reading and didn't get one, but there's always tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. And that means we will be taking a look at not only the weekend, but also it'll be November 1st. So we'll get our first glimpse at what might be coming up for November. And I'm hoping that November is a quieter month, although we still have those same very powerful planets pushing us through the dark, pushing us to release and let go, pushing us to transform and regenerate. So, you know, we're not done. We're not done being cooked yet. That turkey isn't ready. So keep it in the oven. We'll see you tomorrow morning. I hope everybody has a wonderful Halloween, and take care, be safe, and have fun, but not overly much. Be good and kind to one another. See you all tomorrow. Love you. Bye.